studying God's Word that we might abound in grace. This is Abounding Grace. Join us. Again, welcome to the broadcast. Abounding Grace is the name of the program. Our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, takes us to God's Word each and every day here on Abounding Grace with a few moments of encouragement and exhortation from God's Word. Make it a point to join us today as we study God's Word that we might show ourselves approved, encouraged in Christ, growing in our walk with Him. Here now, from United Reformed Church of Linden, our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon, with this edition of Abounding Grace.
Well, thank you again for joining us on this Thursday edition of Abounding Grace. And as you know, we've been working through this psalm this week. Today, we'll complete our study. Again, to set the context, let me read a bit of this beautiful and powerful psalm written by the sons of Korah. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling. There is a river whose stream shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The nations raged, the kingdoms were moved, he uttered his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us, the God of Jacob is our refuge. Come behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes war cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and he cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge. And there ends the psalm. Well, today we've looked at throughout this week the real perspective of this psalmist that God is the only one who is our refuge and our strength in this shaky, foundationless world. And the Lord is here comforting us as Christians to put our trust in Him, regardless of the circumstance and regardless of the situation in which we find ourselves. He opens our eyes here to the true reality that we don't often see. It's like looking into a dark, thick clouds. And behind those clouds is the bright and shining sun, radiating in beauty, but the clouds do not allow us to see the whole picture, does it? The true reality. And the true reality is that as Christians, the bright and shining truth is that as Christians, we belong to the church of Christ already seated with Him in the heavenlies, surrounded by His presence, completely protected under the shelter of His wings. Although at times all we see in front of us is the storm clouds and aren't able to look beyond. It looks like a very dangerous situation or a very distressing circumstance in which we find ourselves. But this is a wonderful psalm of comfort, isn't it? The Lord's kingdom is forever. Nothing can come against Him or shake Him. And if you are in Christ, then He loves you with an enduring and everlasting love. His kingdom that He has built for you is unshakable. But do we have spiritual eyes to see this reality of what is available to us in Christ Jesus and what really does surround us? I quoted for you yesterday Elijah opening his servant's eyes to see. And remember what he said, what he saw? The servant saw the armies of this world surrounding him. And he says, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" And so Elijah said, "Do not fear, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elijah prayed and said, "Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he may see." Then the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha. It was the invisible army of Christ, the angels of heaven surrounding his people. Open your eyes today and see the almighty and ever-present power of God. And that's what the calling is in the third stanza. Come behold, verse 8, the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and he cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. What is described for us in these last verses is the attitude and the action of the Lord towards those who disrupt His kingdom and disturb His people. He is pictured in verse 5, just at the break of dawn, up and ready to fight, to defend those who've come to him for refuge and strength. And he does. In verse 8, he calls his people. He says, "Consider my works. I make the desolations in the earth. He makes the wars to cease. He breaks the bow. He cuts the spear in two. That is all language, not of treaty with the nations. Here God is described as imposing this peace in the earth through destruction. It has nothing to do with negotiation, but rather it has the sense of the effect that of dropping the atomic bomb has. Immediate surrender. He who is in the heavens shall laugh, Psalm 2. He shall hold them in derision. He shall speak to them in his wrath. The nations are but a drop in the bucket. You shall dash them to pieces like a potter's vessel. That is the reality now and soon coming. He is soon to come on a white horse of judgment. So the call is, lay down your arms, right? Now in the day of mercy. If you today are against the Lord Jesus Christ and you have not believed in him and surrendered your life to him and his kingdom, the message of the scriptures are very clear. You will be dashed to pieces like a potter's vessel. If you are living apart from him and are alone in this world, you will hear him speak to you in his wrath as he burns the mighty empires of this world in the fire, the mightiest nations of this earth. So what is the response? Be still and know that I am God, he says. Oh, be still and know that I am God. That is not some sweet contemplative thing where we just need to stop worrying. We think this means sort of calm down and just recognize who really is God. Oh, my friends, that is not what this is saying. Literally, that translates in the Hebrew, desist and know that it is I, God. Stop the fight against me, he says, before it's too late. And you find yourself forever consumed, despite from yourself, from pursuing your own will, and bow and recognize, the Lord says, that I am the only God who will be victorious. Though all your circumstances tell you that the nations rage, and though your hearts rage against the Lord and his kingdom, though you are against Christ, he says, that is utter foolishness. He laughs in the heavens. Desist and know, says the Lord, that I am God. I am the only one who will have the victory. This is a psalm of power, isn't it? He is our refuge and our strength. And if you have come to know that today, the only response is to come and bow down and worship before this king. He will be exalted among the nations. He will be exalted in the earth. It always amazes me the hardness of our hearts that we do not take his claim seriously. And his calls to repentance and belief in Jesus, his divine warrior, he is coming soon on a horse of judgment. We looked at this last week. Do we think we will escape the wrath that is soon to come if we are not a believer in Jesus? A refusal to profess him now will be a profession on that day in his wrath when it's too late and you bow the knee before him. That's what Paul said, knowing the terror of God, we persuade men. But today, the real beauty of this psalm is what we are left with. Notice how the psalm ends. The Lord of hosts is with us. Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of the armies of Israel, the Lord of the entire angelic world and all the ranks and armies in the heavens is with us. Who did come to us? When Jesus arrived, Jehovah Sabaoth, he was designated as Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus has come to us. And what this whole psalm is telling us is that he, Jesus Christ, is the only refuge and strength which God has provided by which we may be saved. In him, we have come to rivers of living waters. In him, we have a place in the Holy of Holies. In Jesus Christ, the Lord has come to us and delivered us, helping us just at the break of dawn. And though the nations rage against us, though our enemies attack us, he is the exalted one who utters his voice and the earth melts. He is ruling with a rod of iron. So be still and know that this Jesus is God. He will come and he will bring peace through the sword. He will come and he will speak in his wrath on that day. He will come and be exalted among the nations and on the earth as every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But today here, notice how the psalm ends. The God of Jacob is our refuge. Why is Jacob referenced? Jacob, whose name meant schemer, right? was simply put the rebellious one. Jacob was no model of piety in his life. Yet the promise went right through him that this God has come to us, and he is a refuge for none but sinners. Oftentimes I hear, well, I don't go to church because it's full of a bunch of hypocrites. The church is full of none but sinners. The message is the same again and again. Christ has come for none but sinners and is a refuge to all who call upon him, assuring you that he will by no means cast you out if you have come. None can be plucked from his hand. Have you come to Jesus as your refuge? Is God with you today? Is he your strength? Come to me, said Jesus, and I will give you rest. Surely he will, eternal rest in the city of God, whose stream shall make glad this city where the throne of God is that cannot be moved. We are living, my friends, in the most uncertain of times. Who knows what we'll see in the coming year or in the coming years, or what sort of battles or what sort of wars or what sort of economic disasters or what sort of natural disasters will come. In the turbulent waters of this world, there is only one shelter by which we can find a covering. May we not have to hit rock bottom to see this. So many do, don't they? And that is a testimony of the Lord's mercy. Sometimes we say, let them hit rock bottom so that the Lord can lift them up. One day, all of this may be taken away from us, all this wealth and all this prosperity. But then may we see, and may today we sing with the saints of all ages, a mighty fortress is our God, a bulwark never failing. That is in Jesus Christ, the sure and strong refuge, Christ our rock, the only one to whom we can have this satisfaction and inward peace. Do you know Jesus today? Repent and believe in him in this day of grace and know him as the only refuge and strength that you might be comforted, that whether we live or die, we will live or die unto him. You have heard my cries that today in the modern church we are preaching humanity and it improved instead of Christ and him crucified. Our conviction at the Linden URC is to preach him in season and out of season. We have two worship services on Sunday, 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. They are different services. They are not the same. Each message is different and we proclaim Christ from all of Scripture. Join us this Sunday. LindenURC.com is the website. 318-0429 is the phone number. Thank you for joining us, and may the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to richly bless you.